Wang, who continued to glare at him. There was an awful silence. And then the gang leader took a slow step towards the traveller. The other members of the gang started walking towards him too. At last, the traveller forced himself to move. He spun round and started to run as fast as he could away from the men. Unfortunately...
Hello.
Other members of the gang had sneaked up behind him. Suddenly, the whole of the gang was on top of him. All the traveller could see was a cloud of swinging fists and feet and knives all crashing in towards him, one after the other. He tried to hold his arms up to protect himself. He tried to ask for mercy, but they hit and kicked and stabbed him more and more, and eventually there was nothing he could do but crumple under the weight of the blows pouring onto him. Just as he was passing out, the traveller heard...
OK, we've got everything. Quick, let's go.
And then nothing. The traveller was woken by the hot midday sun. Everything hurt. His head throbbed and his limbs ached. Where he'd been cut, he stung as if he'd been whipped. The sun was beginning to burn the parts of him exposed by the holes that they'd torn in his clothing, and it was making him so very thirsty. He knew he had to get help for his wounds and to get out of the heat into some shade, but he was in so much pain he couldn't even crawl off the road. It was agony to stay where he was, but it was worse to try and move. He felt desperate. The sun seemed to beat down onto him with as little mercy as the thieves had shown. Now, the next person to come along this road was a priest. The priest was very respectable. He held lots of services and preached lots of sermons. He was always giving people advice about how to live their lives properly, and he never broke the law. He came around the corner and was shocked to see the traveller lying by the side of the road a little way ahead.
Oh, my goodness, said the priest. This man has obviously been robbed and beaten up. And it's happened on exactly the same route that I've taken. That's absolutely terrible. It could have been me. It's a good thing I didn't start out any sooner.
The priest looked around nervously.
This is obviously a bad place, and there might still be bad people around. They might come back to finish this man off, or rob someone else, like me. And they're obviously armed and dangerous. I'd better get a move on.
So the priest crossed over to the other side of the road and hurried past the traveller. Some time went by. The traveller continued to lie in the road, unable to move. His wounds became more painful and his spirit became weaker. Then he saw through his half-closed...